Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 121 of The 80%. You probably already know what passive income is, but are you familiar with the concept of residual income? Today, we'll talk about that and how creating residual income can help you achieve massive passive income. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. During the start of my journey towards financial freedom, isa sa mga una kong natutunan ay yung dalawang type ng income, which is yung active income and yung passive income. When we say active income, it is you working for the money. And passive income, it is where money is working for you. Ang ideal and the best type of income for us is yung passive income. One of the things that I also learned is may mas magandang alternative sa active income and passive income. Yung active income, I also call that linear income. Tapos yung passive income, I call that residual income. Bakit ko mas preferred itong dalawang terms na to? So let's try to define and compare these two types of income, linear versus residual income. When we say linear income, it's another term that people often use to refer to active income. And ang nature nito is you work once and you earn once. Pumasok ka sa opisina ngayon, meron kang sweldo para sa araw na to. Ang residual income naman, in comparison, is it's what people sometimes refer to as semi-passive income. You work once, but you earn multiple times from that effort. For example, nagsulat ka ng libro, syempre, that requires hard work. Pero once matapos mo yung libro, pwede mo siyang ibenta at you will earn several times from the sales. Kahit na sinulat mo yung libro several years ago, hanggat mayroong bumibili, kumikita ka ng kumikita. Work once, you earn multiple times. If you want to earn passive income, you have to first learn how to create residual income. Residual income is the real key to building lasting passive income. And in fact, another thing that I've learned is that most good sources of passive income start out as semi-passive. When I say many good sources of passive income, for example, nag-invest ako sa stock market, bumili ako ng Ayala Land shares. Of course, the dividends that I earn from that is purely passive income. Pero ilang percent lang ang makukuha ko from those dividends. Usually, 1% lang, 2% lang, mababa. If you really want a high percentage return, ang hanapin nyo ay yung mga semi-passive and build that residual income to become passive income. The anatomy of residual income, you have to first understand that people spend on things that bring value to them. So, kailangan mong mag-create ng value for other people. Itong value na to, it comes from a product, it comes from a service. Siyempre, hindi naman ito basta-basta binibili lang sa tindahan. Itong value, yung product o yung service na i-offer mo sa ibang tao, it will require hard work on your part. Kailangan mong mag-isip, ano ba yung pwede kong ibigay na solusyon sa mga problema ng tao na bibilhin nila? Pwede tayong mag-isip ng bagong produkto, mag-invent. Pwede nating i-improve ang isang produkto o isang servisyo, so mag-i-innovate. Once we are able to create that value, hindi ibig sabihin ay bibili na kagad siya ng tao. We have to find a way to bring that value to the people. So create a system that will deliver that value to your customers. Kailangan meron tayong sistema. When we say creating a system, basically it's like creating a business. Kailangan isipin natin paano natin to i-manage, i-administer para makarating sa mga target customers natin. Paano yung operations natin, etc. During the pandemic, meron akong kaibigan, gusto niya magbenta ng cupcakes niya as extra income. So, hindi naman siya pwedeng nagbe-bake lang ng masarap na cupcake. Ang next na tanong ko sa kanya, paano mo ibibenta yan? Paano ang sistema mo? Magbibenta ka sa Facebook? Paano pag may nag-order? Sino magmo-monitor ng Facebook page mo? Sino yung mag-take down ng mga orders? Paano mo siya i-deliver? Paano mo tatanggapin yung bayad? Etc. So, you have to create that system. So, yung system, again, it will require hard work. And then, once you are able to create that system, you will have a business. And that business will be the one that will create revenue and residual income for you. Once you have your business, the business grows as you improve the system. This is what a lot of entrepreneurs forget. Once na successful na yung naitayo mong business, kumikita na siya, you don't stop there. You have to go back to the system that you are using. Try to improve the system. And again, this will require hard work. And sometimes, you have to automate yung system mo. You have to find ways how to duplicate yourself. So you have to run and iterate the system until it can run on its own. This is very important because once you are able to automate and duplicate yourself and remove yourself out of the business, then that's when the residual income becomes passive income.
Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode.
So, let's take a look at a few examples. Simulan natin kay J.K. Rowling at yung Harry Potter. She worked hard on writing the novels. Nilaku niya talaga yung Harry Potter novel niya. Na-reject siya ng maraming publishers until she was able to find a publisher na willing i-print yung kanyang novel. Ano yung system niya? Fortunately, hindi na kailangang mag-build ni J.K. Rowling ng system because there is already one in place, yung printing and distribution system, yung publishing business. That is already a system that has been running for many years. Pinasok niya yung novel niya sa loob ng printing and distribution system, publishing business. And doon siya ngayon nagsimula kumita ng royalties and franchise deals or purely passive income. Another one, si Ray Kroc, one of the founders of McDonald's. Nakita niya yung value nung system kung paano i-prepare yung food na napaka-efficient, mabilis. And to be able to duplicate yung sistema na ginagawa ng McDonald's Brothers sa very first branch of McDonald's, ginawa niya yung franchising system. He is not the inventor of the franchising system, pero in-apply niya. And then, nag-isip din siya ng mga property deals para yung mga McDonald's branches, yung mga tao na gusto mag-franchise ng McDonald's, they don't have to look for land anymore kung saan nila itatayo yung McDonald's. Kasi si Ray Kroc mismo, siya na yung bumibili, naghahanap ng mga real estate properties kung saan pwedeng itayo yung McDonald's branch. Tapos, mag-earn na lang yung company ng rental income. So, by creating the system, by putting the system in place, nagkaroon sila ng franchise, supplies, and rental income. And of course, eventually, that is passive income for the founders of McDonald's and most especially kay Ray Kroc. On a much smaller scale, yung aking content network, of course, I am a blogger, I am a YouTuber, I am also a podcaster. I create value by creating educational financial content. And ano yung sistema na in place dito sa content network ko? I have my digital marketing system and I am partnered, I am working with advertising networks para sila na yung maghahanap ng mga advertisers for me. So, ang focus ko lang ay to create educational content. But pagdating kung paano i-market yung blog ko, yung YouTube ko, yung podcast ko, yung online marketing system, yung team ko na yung gagawa nun. And as a partner of several ad networks, sila na rin yung maghahanap ng advertisers for me. And with that, I earn from advertising and I also earn syndication income. Kasi may mga magazines, may mga websites na nire-reprint yung articles ko and I earn royalties from that. So it's important to build passive income because we cannot work forever. That's the reason why you should build passive income. The best earning and most lasting sources of passive income usually start as residual income. And when it comes to residual income, napakahalaga yung merong system in place. Work hard on running and improving the system that runs your business so that your residual income can become passive income. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at i-share mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.